You're listening to Solomon Says, where we talk about tiny stories. And I tell you my big opinions.
Two big holidays just passed, Easter and Passover, and well, 420 if you want to count that as a holiday, which you shouldn't, because to qualify as a holiday, universally accepted wisdom dictates that there be at least one dinner with family everyone would rather skip. There are very few good excuses to miss a Seder, especially the first night, and Easter dinner, which I assume is a thing. By the way, I'm Jewish, if you didn't get that from the Solomon part. And yet one brave soul, one heroic Montrealer who had made the trip down to Boca Raton to spend Passover with his mother and the rest of his mishpucha, that's Yiddish for family. Excuse me while I try to impress my own family with my Jewiness, because most of them think I am one step away from global jihad. This man, by the name of Eric Afriat, decided to skip Passover, both Seders, to play poker. Was he immediately struck down by the hand of God? What plagues will befall this heretic, you ask? Boils? That's one of the Passover plagues, thank you very much. None of the above. Not yet, anyway. Eric, who in fairness had entered the poker tournament at the Seminole Casino before Passover and just kept winning, walked away with over $1 million. And guess what? His family is cool with it. Because $1 million. Sure, you can't put a price on a night with your family, but if you could, probably less than $1 million. Way to make finding the Afikoman look like chump change there, Eric. That's the money you get for finding the hidden matzah. Like Easter, but you get paid and you're only looking for one thing, the matzah, which couldn't be the real prize because matzah is disgusting. How would Eric's family have felt if he didn't win? Who knows? I'll chalk this one up to a don't try this at home if you still want to have a home situation. A rabbi on my Facebook posted this story. I have a wide range of sources, people. And a debate naturally ensued. Opinions range from way to go, dude, to ill-gotten gains will cause misfortune, to outrage at the rabbi for tossing the story out there knowing how judgy Facebook can be. There were also a few secular people who asked the religious ones if they'd already contacted Eric for a donation. Zing. Well, as they say, God has his designs, or as atheists say, everything happens for a reason. Solomon says, follow your intuition, and next year, may we all be in Vegas. This has been another edition of Solomon Says, only on The Comedy Show with Joey Elias.